Welcome. Today, we're discussing some exciting new developments in the AI coding assistant world. Specifically, Moonshot AI's Kimi K2.
Kimi K2? I've heard whispers. It's the one giving GPT 4.1 and even Opus a run for their money, right? Trillion parameters, cheaper than the competition. Sounds almost too good to be true.
Exactly. The benchmarks are impressive. But the real question is, how does it perform in real-world scenarios? That's what we're diving into today, comparing it to Anthropic's Claude for a Sonnet project.
Perfect. I'm all ears. So, how did you approach this comparison?
I used the Moonshot API with OpenCode, which gives great real-time cost feedback. The goal was to have both models modify a basic React template to enable drag-and-drop for MP3 files, and integrate OpenAI's Whisper API for transcription. It's the same test I used in the Gemini CLI video, by the way.
Smart. Consistent testing methodology is key. So let's talk Kimi K2. How did it handle the task?
K2 went above and beyond. Checklist, OpenAI package installation, front-end and back-end development, even a README file. It was thorough. Although it did take over 11 minutes, likely due to high server load on Moonshot's end. There were some hiccups initially. The heading text was hard to read, and there was an upload error. But after some quick debugging in OpenCode, it worked.
Debugging is crucial. So overall, positive experience with K2, despite the initial bumps?
Absolutely. And the cost? A mere 19 cents. Now let's talk Claude.
Bring it on. How did the reigning champ perform?
Claude was blazing fast, finishing in 2.5 minutes. It looked great visually, with a stylish emoji. But it was already more expensive than K2 at this point, and it stumbled a bit with documentation. It didn't include backend start instructions in the README, which led to another error, albeit my fault this time.
Interesting. So, faster, but pricier, and less thorough on documentation?
Precisely. After some further prompting to align with K2's output, Claude ended up costing almost three times as much. While 50 cents versus 19 cents might not seem like a huge difference, scale that up, $190 versus $500, and the savings become significant.
That's a compelling argument for K2, especially for larger projects. Any other key takeaways?
K2 shines in debugging and documentation. It also showed surprisingly strong agentic tool use, outperforming even Gemini 2.5 Pro on this test. And the open source nature is a huge plus. You could even run it on your own hardware.
That's game-changing. So who wins this coding assistant showdown?
If you need a cost-effective, agentic coding model and can live without multi-model support for now, Kimi K2 is a fantastic choice. If you need top-tier performance with multimodal capabilities and budget isn't a concern, Claude remains a strong contender. It'll be interesting to see how other models, including future OpenAI offerings, measure up to this new competition. Thanks for joining us today. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.
Goodbye.